This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Supreme Court yesterday issued a decision limiting the scope of environmental reviews of major infrastructure projects. Joining us live is attorney Matthew Fitzgerald of Phillips Lytle. Matthew, we immediately started to think about local projects that could be affected by this decision. The Kensington, for one, came to mind, which is on hold in a lawsuit over the environmental impact. But, you know, several other projects as well around here. What is your interpretation of the decision?
Yeah, good morning, Susan. So it's a really interesting decision in one sense, because anytime we get a decision from the Supreme Court on any of the environmental laws, particularly NEPA, everyone goes running to see what it says. And, you know, is it going to be a shift in how things are happening here in Western New York or elsewhere? But looking at the decision itself, the ruling, it was an 8-0 decision, right? So it was a unanimous decision of the court. And anytime you get an 8-0 decision, you think to yourself, oh, well, this probably isn't going to be a major ground shift in the way the law is interpreted or how things work. And I would say that that's the case here. The ruling basically said that federal agencies, when they're doing their analysis under NEPA, do not need to consider impacts that relate to future projects that aren't under their control or that are perhaps speculative. So looking at example for the Kensington, the case is a little different there, where in that case, the federal agency denied that there were any adverse impacts whatsoever from the actual project itself. So in one sense, you think, oh, okay, well, maybe not that interesting a case. But then you read the decision itself, and you see Justice Kavanaugh writing for a five-member majority of the opinion, saying that, you know, NEPA, we need a course correction here. We've got all these lower courts. We've got all of these opposition groups using NEPA to stop projects. And this decision rings out as a call for lower courts not to entertain those kinds of challenges. They even bury in a footnote in the decision a note that basically says, you know, it's interesting. We don't even know if NEPA should be judicially reviewable or not. We've always treated it as such, but nobody's ever asked us whether or not it is in the first instance. So on the one hand, nothing in the law arguably really changed. But on the other hand, this is a really clear message from the Supreme Court to the lower courts and to federal agencies that you're doing too much on NEPA and you need to take a step back and let the agencies move forward with their projects.
Now, I thought the interesting thing from Justice Kavanaugh on that National Environmental Policy Act was that he called it a cross-check, not a roadblock. He wrote, the goal of the law is to inform agency decision-making, not to paralyze it. And it kind of leads me to the question of, right, we're unclear on how this might apply, if at all, to the 33 Project, to a lot of these other projects around Western New York. Where exactly are things paralyzed? Is it from NEPA, the national law? Is it from more state-level laws? And what impact would this decision have, if it is on state-level laws, on laws of the state?
Yeah, it's a great question. So New York has a parallel statute. That's the State Environmental Quality Review Act that applies whenever a state or local agency, so for example, the Department of Transportation at the state level, wants to undertake a project. And in the Kensington case, there were challenges on both. We challenged the federal finding of no significant impact under NEPA, and we also challenged the finding of no significant impact under the state law, SEACER, as well. And what you'd traditionally expect to see, and what we saw during the first Trump administration, was anytime the federal government took a position on an environmental issue, the most clear example of this would be wetlands, where they're rolling back the protections afforded under the Clean Water Act to wetlands and waters of the United States and this whole debate that's been going on for decades. Anytime the federal government went one way, New York State said, well, okay, we're going to step in and try and fill the hole here. And so what you had in the wetland context was New York course correcting and saying, okay, the federal government stepped back. We're going to issue new regulations and expand our authority in response to this. But where these laws really differ is Justice Kavanaugh essentially saying NEPA is purely procedural. If you have a gripe with the substantive decision of the agency itself, that's too bad. And that's not really what the courts are here to challenge. We just want to make sure that they check the boxes and that they did the review, and what they do with that information is up to them. The state law demands more from agencies, and it's tough to know whether or not New York will react specifically to this decision, but I think it's a fair guess to say that, if anything, New York's likely to strengthen its review process rather than back down in the face of this decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm wondering what this means for environmentalists, and if you find that the tone of the decision is maybe more important than the decision itself.
I think that's exactly right. And in fact, Justice Sotomayor wrote a concurrence with the traditionally liberal wing of the court, where she said, you know, look, this gets to the right result. We agree that in this case, NEPA didn't require the analysis that the environmentalists were looking for. But we don't understand why the court went into this significant policy discussion. It's not necessary to go into this, half the opinion is a discussion of the deference that's owed to federal agencies. And so for the environmental groups reading this decision, that first half of it is really directed at them and the lower court, saying, look, this isn't what NEPA is for. NEPA isn't for you to challenge projects. NEPA is for the agency just to understand for themselves what they're getting themselves into when they're doing a project. And so I'd read the first half of this decision to be very discouraging on that level.
Is there a sea change going on here? You know, this was a unanimous decision. You're starting to hear a lot more liberal-minded people talk about the environmental review process as really hindering a lot of development, whether it be in housing or, you know, you name it. Is there starting to be a little bit of a pendulum swinging the other way when it comes to these lengthy environmental reviews?
I think we're absolutely seeing that at the federal level. This decision, the timing of it is interesting because at the same time as this decision comes out, the Trump administration is directing agencies, expedite your reviews, do less. We're not going to be doing these years-long, thousand-page-long environmental impact statements anymore. And so that push is coming, and it's part of a broader political reaction, right, of the current administration. So on the one hand, you absolutely see that, and you see an acknowledgement that, look, in some instances, the federal agencies, when they're undertaking a NEPA review, or the state or local agencies when doing CEQA reviews, they're not exactly models of efficiency in how they go about implementing the requirements of the law. Some of that is because of opposition, some of it's because the issues are challenging, and some of it's because these agencies aren't in the business of doing this review in the first instance. So this isn't really their bread and butter, and when they do these reviews, it just takes a lot of time. And a lot of the issues that NEPA has, that CEQA have, could be solved if those agencies were more efficient in how they implement them. But because they aren't, and there's no clear way to make them so, you instead get this reaction of, well, fine, we're going to pare back the law, we're going to issue new regulations limiting the scope of what NEPA requires and whatnot. And the pendulum is part of a broader pendulum swing, to your point, the other way.
Well, Matthew, thanks so much for joining us and helping us understand this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.